Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, and the Ozar Tzuris Davitz on Yud Aleph Amabez, and the Article Tzuris Davitz on Yud Beitza Amabez, and today's Davitz sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Tzara Batz B'Yakob Moshe, Hernish, Amash should have an Aliyah. And we think with the more Machlokes Beisham Beis Hill regarding things that are allowed to or not allowed to be done on Yantif, Beisham says, Ain't my lich nechala matanis l'kayin b'yamtif, bein shirum me'emesh, bein shirum me'ayayim. One is allowed to bring chala or matanis to a kayin on Yantif, whether they were separated yesterday or separated today. Ubeis Hamatir and Beis Hill allows. Now let's just explain what these are. Chala is the portion that has to be separated from every single dough, and that's given to the kayin. Matanis refers to the zroil chem and keva, parts of every single animal that's shechted. We're not talking about karbonis. We're just talking about a regular animal that a person shechts for their own personal needs. He has to give these parts to a kayin, and according to Bishama, these things are not allowed to be brought to a kayin on Yom Tov. And it's even though if the dough was made on Yom Tov, then chal is allowed to be separated on Yom Tov, still it's not allowed to be brought to a kayin. That's because we're afraid he's going to end up separating chal from a dough that was made yesterday, and that's not allowed to be done because it should have been done yesterday. It should have been done before Yom Tov, and it's the same thing with the matanis. As we said, Beis Hillel allows this. Rabbi Shammai says, to Beis Hillel, Gzeir Shava. Now, it's not a real Gzeir Shava, it's not based off of a pasuk. He's just saying that there's a comparison. Chala matanos, matanol akayin. Chala and these matanos that come from the animal, they're a gift to the kayin. Utruma matanol akayin. And truma, which is separated from produce, that's given to the kayin as well. And Kshem She'im Elichas HaTruma, the same way the truma is not allowed to be brought to a kayin on Yom Tif, Kachlo Yelichas HaMatanos. Same thing, these matanos are not allowed to be brought to a kayin. However, Amalan Beis Hillel respond to them, Loi, that's not so, because Ima Martim Betruma, if you want to say this applies by truma, that's because She'in Ezakabar Masa, he's not Zoicha, which means he's not allowed to separate Truma on Yom Tov. But Tarim Matanos, are you going to say the same applies by Matanos? Shazaka Baramason, he is allowed to separate them on Yom Tov. When he shechts an animal on Yom Tov, he is allowed to separate the Zrael Chaim and Keva, he could separate these parts, and therefore, since he's allowed to separate them on Yom Tov, he's allowed to bring them to the Kayin on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Tanu of Abraisa, Amr of Yudah of Yudah says, and he's arguing with the town of our Mishnah, Loinechu Beisham Beishil, Shemay Lichnas Matanos Shahurum Beyom Tov. That's a Matanos Shahurum May Erev Yom Tov, Ima Matanos Shahurum Beyom Tov. Beisham Beishil are not arguing about this situation, meaning they all agree that matanis that were separated on Yom Tov are allowed to be brought to the Kayin, and even if they were separated before Yom Tov, they're allowed to be brought to the Kayin along with those that were separated on Yom Tov. Yud Beis Amunaf on top, so Amal Echku, what's the machlokes about Al Matanis Shahurmu May Erev Yom Tov La'atzman, regarding matanis that were separated before Yom Tov just by themselves, Beishami Aisrin, it's in that case Beishami Aser, Beis Hill Matirin, Beis Hill says permitted. Now we go on to the next stage, Vakash Al Beis Hill, we have a question on Beis Hill's response to Beis Shammai. What did Beis Hill say? That you can't compare Truma to these other matanis, because Truma ain't Zaka Baramasa, you're not Zaycha, which means you're not allowed to separate on Yom Tov. So ask the Gemara, Truma ain't Zaka Baramasa? Truma's not allowed to be separated on Yom Tov? Hagatzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shiesha allowed Tanai. Let's say made a Tanai on it. This is a certain way that Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos, a person's allowed to make a Tanai, he makes some sort of stipulation, he says a certain lashon, and that enables him to separate Truma on Yom Tov. So actually is a possibility to do so. Answers the Gemara, no. Zumi Pinezu, this because of that. You're right, there is a particular situation where Truma is allowed to be separated on Yom Tov. However, Atu, because of all the regular situations in which a person is not allowed to separate Truma and Yom Tov, that's why Beis Hillel in the Mishnah was telling Beis Shammai, you're right, that Truma is not allowed to be separated in Yom Tov. Another question though, and here we have an important word added into the Girsa, V'lama loy taninon, why didn't Beis Hillel also teach in the second part of their statement, Chala? In other words, they should have said, Taimar b'matanos v'chala shezaka b'aramason. And why is that b'nei chala shahurim b'yom tov? Because the chala that's allowed to be separated in Yom Tov. Why was this not said in the Mishnah? We actually don't have an answer to this question. Now we just bring a raya, how we know the chala is allowed to be separated in Yom Tov, like that which is taught, halash isav yom tef, if a person needs a dough on yom tef, meaning they make a brand new fresh dough on yom tef, mafresh chalash isav yom tef, its chala is allowed to be separated in yom tef. However, losha me erev yom tef, if it was needed erev yom tef, ishachach lahafresh chalasa, and he forgot to separate the chala, also atatala, he's not allowed to move it, main tzar chalem or lito ameno, and you don't even have to say that he's not allowed to take chala from it. That's because since he could have been metakin it yesterday, could have fixed it up the day before yom tef, he's not allowed to do it on yom tef. That's because it's like metakin mana, it's like he's fixing a kli on yom tef. Now we just make a diak out of this. Erase loy amar, it doesn't say erase, which is just the act of pouring the water into the flour. Ella lush, rather it says that he needed it, and that's mashmavel erase loy, that there's no issue, namely if he poured the water into the flour before Yom Tov and he only finished kneading it on Yom Tov, that he is allowed to separate chala. The problem with this is that we know that that's not true. Actually, a dough is chayv and chala from the moment the water is poured in, even though it's not kneaded yet. And actually, it's the same halacha. If the water is poured into the flour before Yom Tov, even though it was not kneaded, it's still not allowed to have its chala separated. So why didn't it state that explicitly? So Amar Shmuel, Achay D'Rechya, Shmuel, the brother of Rechya, said, Tifter, we could explain, Be'isa Tameya, referring to a dough which is Tamei, She'ena Mavsh Chalasa El Basayf, that its chal is only separated at the end. The reason why when the dough is Tamei, we're only going to separate the chal at the end, is because that's the real chiyuv of when chal is supposed to be separated. It's not just that the Kana D'Rabbanon, that the chal should be separated by Eros, by the water being poured in, and that's why only kneading was mentioned, not pouring the water in. Now Amar B'Yisra Abun, he tells us, that B'din Haya, Yud Beis Amar Beis on top, not be isa tahira shalo yafresh chalasa el besayif. Then in truth, even with a tahar dough, chala should only be separated at the end because that's only when it's considered a fully fledged dough. It's just that takana tiknu bash yafreshen etchila the chamur metakein the chala should be separated very early in the beginning, already from once the water is poured in. Why is that? Shalo titma isa, because we're afraid of the dough becoming tamei, and if that happens and the chala wasn't separated yet, that means that this portion that's being given to the kain is already tamei and he can't eat it. I wouldn't want that to be. So if it's preferable to separate the chala the moment he's able to, which is from when the water is poured in, and then he could already have a portion to give to the kain that's not tamei. Now the Gemara brings a different explanation of this braisa from Amud Aleph. The dough is not needed before yomtiv. It's not to have dough separated from it. Masisa b'yomtiv shel pesach. That's talking about dough which is being made on pesach or right before pesach. Avu batzaras v'chag mutar. But if we're talking about shavuos or sukkos, then it's permitted. And the reason why we're makud with pesach is because we have a big issue. If a dough is being needed on pesach and it became tamei, so what's supposed to be done with the challah? If a dough was started being prepared before pesach and only finished on pesach, but it became tamei in the middle, so we have a real issue of what to do with the challah. We can't separate it now and then give it to the kain to be baked, because since it's tamei and it's not able to be eaten, that's called baking, which is not allowed on yomtiv because it's not able to be eaten. And if you separate it and just leave it, then it's going to become chametz, and that's obviously a problem as well. And you can't separate it and then burn it because you're not allowed to burn kachim on yomtiv. But on shavuos and sukkos, when we don't have this issue, so it'd be permitted. Rabbi Rabban quotes Rav Chana, who says b'shem Rav Acha, afil b'hatzeres b'chag aser, even on shavuos and sukkos is a problem. Al shem kol malacha lo yasa b'hem, because we have this pasuk that says no malacha is allowed to be done on them, and this is similar to doing malacha on yomtiv, because since it could have been done erev yomtiv, since he had started the dough before yomtiv, so that means it could have been done on erev yomtiv, so he's not allowed to do it on yomtiv, even when we're talking about shavuos and sukkos. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.